قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس.
الله أكبر. فكر هو ابن الله.
قل فيهما إثم كبير. In it there lies great sin, great destruction. No sane human can have two opinions on that. Regardless of his faith or denomination, no sane human will have two opinions. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Yes, there is benefit in it. There is certain benefit. But
وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا.
The harms of alcohol on a society, on a community, is far-reaching implications, and likewise lottery and gambling is far more greater than the minimum so-called benefits that you acquire out of it. I read an article of compulsive gamblers that many of them put on adult diapers when they play on the machines. Why are you playing? Such are their obsession over the machine. These are all forms of impurity. Where is that evil at stake? What happens? You drink, you gamble, you get involved. Whenever a person gambles or drinks, the inevitable consequences are discord, altercation, bickering, and division. And for a person on dhikrillah yu'an salah, it becomes an obstacle and an impediment to prayer and the observance of salah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ كَيَا آپ چوئیں گے کیا آپ باز آئیں گے کیا آپ رکھیں گے. So that is the beauty of the Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, people will consume alcohol. Sahaba said, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مَا بَيَّنَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ. But there's so many warnings about it. That if a person drinks, this is the harm, this is the harm. Look at the words of Nabi alayhi salam.
يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا فَيَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا. يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا فَيَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا.
A time will come, people will consume the forbidden, but they will tamper with the words. So they won't call it alcohol, they won't call it intoxicant, they won't call it drugs, they call it tranquilizers. This is tranquilizers, this is prescribed medication. This is not abusive drugs. This is prescribed medication. And in doing so, they will appease themselves. They will appease themselves. That I am not consuming alcohol, but in reality, it will be nothing other than alcohol. So some people are resorting to that, and some people are resorting to this, and a host of things to try and take away the depression. But the brutal truth is, that humanity in its entirety is just slipping deeper into this clutch of depression, gloom, doom and misery. We recited clearly in the Quran and we heard in the Salah, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created and ordained a life of difficulties for man on planet earth. اسْتَمْحَرْنَنِي تَكَارَنِي. Our life is shackled by challenges, riddled by challenges. عِشْ فِي الدُّنْيَا مُوْسِرًا إِنْ شِئْتَ أَوْ مُعْسِرًا لَا بُدَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْغَمِّ دُنْيَاكَ بِالْأَحْزَانِ مَقْرُونَ لَا تَبْقَ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِلَا حَبِيبٍ. Live wealthy or live like a pauper. Your life is inseparable to challenges. Allah did not say in the Quran that a believer will not be tested. But Allah said, through Iman, Allah will give a believer strength in the difficulties. So the promise of Iman is not exemption from Tamil's environment tested. No! Allah said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That Iman, through the perfect of Iman, Allah gives you strength. You won't be tested, but you'll have vision, you'll have consolation. What's your consolation?
إِنَّكُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
waiting for the night to come. But it's waiting, there's nothing coming ahead. But you know that. It's having an intimate tasalli here. You know, there are certain things that are exclusive to a believer. When a person breaks his fast at the time of iftar, the joy that a believer enjoys is exclusive to a Muslim. A person who doesn't fast cannot identify with that spiritual ecstasy.
जिसका रोजा नहीं इफ्तार में क्या लुत्फ है उसको क्या पता
रोजा क्यों उसको पता है उसमें क्या लुत्फ है अल्लाह का बाबा हो और बदली लेकिन रोजों को खबर कहीं डाल दो
अल्लाह का बाबा हो यासी हो जी रब और रब तक हो गई
फिर किसी कम से हो गया
खुदा भी राजी खुदा भी राजी
Oh my Lord, the thirst has quenched. The sun has set on the western horizon. My body is drenched, my belly is satiated,
and I know you are also happy.
And I know you are also happy.
You know the prophetic words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So today I want to share with you an anti-depression.
Not my description,
but in the words of the Quran, and on the tongue of Ruh Afa ibn Abi Wabah rahimahullah. He said, I'll give you something that will take the depression away. First, let me tell you who Afa ibn Abi Rabah was. Afa ibn Abi Rabah was the ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Ma ra'aytu afqah min hamdan, wa la ajra' min ulum min Afa. Imam Abu Hanifa said, I didn't see from any of my scholars someone more profound in jurisprudence than Afa, and I didn't see someone who could imbibe more knowledge in his bosom than my teacher Atta. He was the student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He was dark-skinned. Saqif ibn Jubair also was of African origin. In one kitab I read, amazing ta'rif of these. Kana sawad al-lawn abyad al-khisal. Kana sawad al-lawn abyad al-khisal. His complexion was dark, but his attributes were white. Rang ke saamne sifat ke bole. What an amazing description. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa said, أَفْطَعْتُ فِي خَمْسَةِ أَبْوَابٍ مِنَ الْمَنَاسِ فَعَلَّمْنِيهَا حَجَّانًا I made five mistakes in Hajj, Imam Abu Hanifa. This is the beauty of the Qadis, that they could confess their weaknesses. In English they say, if you want to be loved, then show more of your weaknesses than your accolades. If you want to be loved, then show more of your weaknesses than your accolades. If you want to be loved, then show more of your weaknesses than your accolades. Everybody has a dark chapter which they don't need out loud. Everybody has a dark chapter which they don't need out loud. The pious, they openly discuss their mistakes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sends the pulpit, لَا تُغَالُوا فِي مُهُورِ النِّسَاءِ Don't give women exorbitant dowries. A woman stands up. Omar, are we tasked to listen to you or to Allah? Will we listen to you or we listen to Allah? And Amir al-Mu'mineen has been challenged. So he said, no, of course we must listen to Allah. He said, but then Allah says in the Quran, وَإِنْ أَعْتُمْ مُسْتِبْتَانَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا That if you have given your wife a treasure as dowry, ishara of the ayah, a treasure, and then you dissolve in that relation, then don't claim that treasure back. There is a subtle indication in this verse to the legitimacy and the permissibility of giving your wife a treasure as dowry.
Allah says, أصابت امرأة وأخطأ عمر كل واحد أخطأ من عمر.
Yet again, a woman has displayed intelligence and Umar has erred. In fact, everybody is more intelligent than Umar. One person was sitting and he made a statement. And today this is again because we don't have knowledge. He said, أحب الفتنة وأكره الموت وأصلي بغير وضوء ولي في الأرض ما ليس لله في السماء. You understand Arabic, you understand what I'm saying. What did he say? He said that أحب الفتنة, I love fitna. وأكره الحق, and I despise the truth. Fitna سے مجھے محبت, حق سے مجھے نفرت. نماز تو پڑھتا ہوں بغیر وضو کے, اور اللہ نے مجھے وہ چیزیں دی ہیں جو خود اللہ کے آگے آگے نہیں ہے. We don't believe. We believe everything else. جب عمر رضی اللہ عنہ was in praying, علی رضی اللہ عنہ said, wait, عمر, wait, 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 I'll give you an explanation. Let me tell you. There is a possibility to this man's words. What is it? أحب الفتنة, I love fitna, we all love fitna. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. Truly your wealth and your children are a test. And which one of us doesn't like our children? Inherent, intrinsic, inborn, part of our anatomy, that is how we have been wired. We love our children. That's part of our instinct. So I said, okay, I'll get you there. أكره الحق, I despise the truth. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. That the angel of death comes and the pangs of death come, and inherently, naturally, we all are apprehensive. أرأتكو قدر وحشة death. You know, you are apprehensive about death. So when he says he despises the truth, it's not the truth in the form of divine revelation, means he's apprehensive to death. Okay? وَأُصَلِّي بِغَيْرِ وُضُوءٍ, and I offer prayer without ablution. So we know academically, linguistically, they will tell you that الصَّلَاةُ فِي اللُّغَةَ الدُّعَى. The linguistic meaning of salah is prayer. So I supplicate Allah without wudu. So that's good. Very good, we can. What wudu is ideal, it's meritorious, but without wudu is permissible. وَلِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ فِي السَّمَاءِ, and I am on the earth what Allah doesn't have. I got wife and children, and Allah doesn't have, Allah doesn't need it. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. مَا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِن وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق. فمن سيدنا عمر هب this, he said, لولا علي لهلك عمر. May Allah reward you. Sahaba were open in praising one another. ایک دوسرے کی تعریف میں انشراح. Today, we cannot praise others. Some people are generous by monetary value, but not by spirit. They can spend a lot, but they can't say a kind word to a brother. Some people can spend big money, but they will never take it. It takes too much from them to praise someone. He's a good man, he's amazing, he's phenomenal, he's... No, that's too much. It's a tall order, it's a big ask. Learn to praise. Crush out that heaviness on your chest. Praise. And what was the whole world today? I was sitting at talk down in Australia and I said this. I said, look at the words of the Quran. You see, the Quran is very jami. The Quran is comprehensive. And the Quran describes one situation, but the way it paints a picture, it can fit a thousand scenarios. This is the Quran. The Quran is very jami. The manzar kashi karta hai. So, kisi ek manzar, ek waqia katas gaya. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ جن الفاظ کے ساتھ اس منظر کو پیش کرتے ہیں تو اس میں وہ جامعیت ہے کہ قیامت تک ہونے والے واقعات اس کی روشنی میں اور اس کے منظر میں آ جاتے ہیں. But look at the verse of the Quran. Today, one of the challenges of the world. يحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا. يحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا. What's the problem with majority of people? They want a pat on their back. They want an applause. They want an acknowledgement for things they haven't delivered on. They haven't achieved, they haven't performed. Salute me, honor me, revere me, sing my praises, trumpet me, blow my horn and speak about me, but I didn't do anything. The Quran speaks about a slave who is a liability. Now look at the phrase of the Quran. أَيْنَمَا يُوَجِّنْهُ لَا يَكْتِمْ بِخَيْرِ. Allahu Akbar. Wherever you direct this person, he doesn't perform good. What an amazing description. There's so many people like that, that, you know, whenever you task them with anything, it's a guarantee that, you know what, they will do failure in the task. So anyway, coming back to Atta ibn Abi Rabah, Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, that I didn't see anyone more ajma, who had combined more and combined more knowledge than Atta. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, I made five mistakes. Openly, such as the Imam, I made five mistakes. Said Ali radiallahu anhu, one advice comes to mind, I'm just going to run through it briefly. He said five things. He said number one, Khudu anhu al-khamsa, take from me five. I read it in Ibn Kathir and I even read it in Tariq al-Khulafa. The one who doesn't know, لا يستحي أن يتعلم. If you don't know, don't be shy. Go and ask. Imam Ghazali said, one of the reasons that Allah gave me the knowledge Allah gave me, I wasn't shy to ask when I didn't know. I went to listen, I don't know this yet. I'm not sure. Please tell me. I didn't make hijab and I wasn't shy to ask things I didn't know. The second thing is, when a person is asked about something which he doesn't know, إِذَا سُئِلَ عَمَّا لَا يَعْلَمْ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَعْلَمْ. If someone asks you something and you don't know, then don't try and give up an image of knowledge. Say, I don't know. Say, I don't know. That's it. Someone asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that there are two verses in the Quran. One verse is, فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Allah describes the amount is 50,000 and Allah describes it as 1,000. In Hakim generation is. He said, how do you reconcile between this point? He said, هُمَا يَوْمَانُ ذَكَّرَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ لَا أَعْلَمْ وَأَنَا أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَقُولَ فِي كِتَابِهِ لَا أَعْلَمْ. These are two verses Allah has mentioned. I really don't know how dare I pronounce it dirty day, I don't know. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. His knowledge was so amazing, I have to share with you one moment, I am going too much. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, a woman one day came to him and she said, Mata Akhi, my brother passed away, wa taraka 600 dirham, and he left behind 600 dirhams. Wa lam yuksab li illa dirham. And I only got one dirham from the estate. For Allah ala sahih, is this correct? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu looked at her and said, لَعَلَّهُ تَرَكَ أُمَّنْ وَزَوْجَةً وَبِنْتَيْنِ وَإِذْنِ عَشَرَ إِخْوَةً وَإِنْدِي. If you tell me to see what happened, then I think your brother left behind a mother, he left behind a spouse, he left behind 12 brothers, 2 daughters, and 1 sister. He said, yeah. So when everything is in order, the 2 daughters were left to the town. فَإِنَّهُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكَ. The 2 daughters will get 2/3 out of the 600, 400 goes to them. Then the partner, the spouse, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِن لَّمْ يَكُن لَّكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ. the mother will get one sixth. So 100 goes to her. What if you want to give me a sudu sudin matara? 100 dirham goes to the mother, 400 goes to the daughter, 1/8 goes to the spouse, then 75 of the 600. So you have to put 25, 12 brothers will get 24, and you'll get 1. So these people have great knowledge. These people have great knowledge. It's not that, you know, a program ending and you get the answer. Anyway, from where to where? So Sayyidina Abdullah, Imam Abu Hanifa said, I made 5 mistakes in Hajj. We'll come back, inshallah. Let's move on. So there's no way to do it. I made 5 mistakes in Hajj. وَذَٰلِكَ أَنِّي أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَحْلِقَ رَأْسِي. I completed my Hajj and I wanted to shave my hair. فَأَتَيْتُ حَلَّاقًا. So I came to a barber and I said, how much do you charge? How much do you charge to shave the hair when a person wants to exit from the state of haram? So he said, النُّسُكُ لَا يُشَارَكُ فِيهِ أَعْدِمَا يَتَيَسَّرُنَا. Isn't this in ibadah? We don't ask money, give whatever you want to do. Once upon a time, you never exploited a person in worship. Today you make revenue for your life. It's ibadah, we don't take money. فَخَجِلْتُ وَجَلَسْتُ. So I felt so ashamed that I'm asking him, sitting in worship, we shouldn't be discussing monetary. ضَيَّعَ عَنِّي جَلَسْتُ مُنْحَرِفًا عَنِ الْقِبْلَةِ. But in that excitement when I sat down, I wasn't facing Qibla. فَقَوْمَنَا إِلَيْهِ عَنْ إِسْتَفْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. He asked me, he said, brother, are you coming out of Hajj? You should be facing Qibla. So I was led to خَجَلًا عَلَى خَجَلِي. I was embarrassed, I became more embarrassed. Let me know what I'm about to be saying. A man of his caliber, we won't say. So then I faced Qibla. Then I said, I pray to be quiet because any wrong move here, this man is going to address me and he's going to reproach me. So he said, Nani, how are you? He said, get there. Why are you quiet? You don't want to be quiet because you say Allahu Akbar. I said, well, Allah. True friend, the whole parishani, the whole Allah. Today, these are the final things of Hajj. Then Hajj is the Raja'at Mayyum in Wadah Al-Qurum. Then you come out of Hajj in a manner that your mother gave birth to you. We need this, you know, casual and whatever, anything, fine. Who said you have to do this? Who said you have to stop in Muzdalifah? Who said you have to go to Mina? In our Sunnah, we meet you in Arafah. We bypass this. What's left of the Hajj? Mani, Allah, Kasaki, then get it. I started saying, Allah, 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 Allah. And after I completed my salah, I started walking. He said, hey, the dungeon, where are you off to? So I said, to Hindu, I started up in Gawakri. I want to join my group. He said, Sali Rahmatay, look from behind to catch up. You should know, brother, Hindu, I got salah, and then you can go wherever you want. So I offered 3 units of prayer. Then after I completed, I said, you know what, you're a barber, you're cutting your hair. Any other guy, I'm in the Masari. Where did you learn all this from? Cutting your hair. Where did you get all this info from? He said, I learned all this from Ata ibn Abi Rabah, rahimahullah. Or just to hear Sayyidin. And I used to sit by his gathering and pass him by once upon a time, not even was so harm. I always tell the students, Muqtasab in Kuduri, you read the kitab we studied, one explanation is given that the author was a potter. Then the Kuduri used to sell pots. Once upon a time, a man selling pots for order, you know, today he always sells pots, what do you understand? There was a time a man that was engaged in that was combining fit. So anyway, this great person, Ata ibn Abi Rabah, rahmatullah alayhi, says, لَا يَسْمَعُ سُوَةَ يُوسُفْ مَحْزُورٌ إِلَّا يَشْتَرَى عَلَيْهَا. It's mentioned in Sahih. That any person who would listen or read or reflect or introspect over the day and the incident and the advice in the chapter of Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah will remove the depression, the sadness, and the uneasiness of his hearts. Why? Because this day is so amazing that it encompasses all the dimensions of life. That's my own answer. فإلى كل مبتلى أهدي إليك سورة يوسف لتكون عزاء لك في هذا البلاء الذي أصابك. For every man in pain, I give you the things of Yusuf, so you can take solace to know that you're not the only one. The great Nabi of Allah was also tested. وإلى كل شاب مفتون بفتنة يوسف أهدي إليك سورة يوسف لتكون هديا لك إلى أن تكون في عفة يوسف. And to every young man infatuated over a woman or vice versa, I give you the tale of Yusuf alayhi salam so that he can steer you and guide you towards morality and taqwa and modesty. Ismail Ahmadullah he said that I went in the search of learning Arabic. If you read in the Hadith, people used to go out. I didn't learn from you. So I went out in one tribe of Banu Udra in Yemen. Army seat maker there. He was an authority. So I went to one place and I found a prisoner on the clock. بِنِدَانِ أَخْبِرُوا أَيُّهُ الرَّجَّاءُ إِذَا اشْتَكَّرَيْتُمْ بِنِدَانِ فِيكَ يَسْمَعُوا. Oh, people help a young man. Gripped by the fantasy of a woman, he is drowning in his lust. How was he dealing with his life? So I looked at this, I said, wow. I replied on that same clock and I left the message. يُدَوِي هَوَاهُ وَيَكْتُوا سِرَّهُ وَيَسْمِرُ فِي كُلِّ جُرُوهِ وَيَطَّعُ. I said, it's simple. He must treat his malady, conceal his fantasy, and he was helping in Sabah. I'm the owner of Sabah. Sabah. No one talked to me, he says, the problem today is the patients don't have patience. The patients don't have patience. You know what we have all? The fires? It was Jarmaniyah in their Karam. Two words, and that's it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the Prophet of Allah, give me advice. Sayyidina Madari Kitalbi in Surah Majadara. Anada ayyayi waladina amu, idha najaykum wa rasoola faqatli mubayna yadayna yadwaad wa salat. Already you have 10 questions. Sayyidina Madari Kitalbi, alam ala sabi ala mention the death. He said, give me advice. Nabi Sassi said, kulli kanwara alayhi, wa kulli shiddu alayhi. كل الحلال وكل الاستغفار الله اكبر لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استغفر الله. Two things. Eat that which is pure and utter that which is true. Eat that which is halal and utter that which is true and honest and sincere. For us our deen, a summary of deen, a synopsis of deen. So anyway, you know, you must treat your malady and conceive your fantasy and make sabah. And he went for it. Next day he passed by, the youngster responded, came for you dawi, wal hawa qatilul fata, wa fi kulli yawmin ruhuhu yatafatta. O kind brother who took the trouble to reply, easier said than done, stay in my shoes and understand my pain. Every day I die a new death thinking of my beloved. I'm tossing restlessly.
لیکن اگر آپ کو کوئی سے نہ بچائے ممکن نہیں ان کا تیرے ان سے بچانا اور جنگ کی طرح چلتے ہیں اشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ.
If you don't divert your gaze, Don't even try to divert your thoughts, because your fantasy is a victim of your gaze. It's a victim. It's a chain reaction. My lust is killing me. Every day I die again. So he said, I wrote again. But if he helped me with it, Sopran, Okatman, he said, Rihi, but then he said, I'm going to say, 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 if you cannot conceive and suppress that evil within you and crush that and then live beyond, then succumb to it and it will kill you. Even you get on top of it and you destroy this evil within you, or you succumb to it and it takes the better of you. The next day, I pass by again and I see, what was it that Sami'na wa ata'na thumma utna? Sami'na wa ata'na thumma utna. فبلغ سلامي إلى من كان للوصل يمنع هنيئا لأصحاب النعيم نعيمهم وللعاشق المسكين ما يتجرع. سمعنا وأطعنا ثم مدنا. When you break and comply and fairly headed that ultimately we die. Good luck to those who live a pure life. Good luck to those who live a wholesome life, and woe be to those who are moving aimlessly in the valleys of sin and vice and transgression and depression. Hani'an li ashabin na'imi na'imuhum. Mubarak. Mubarak. Though they obey Allah, there is solace, this peace, this comfort, this bliss, this tranquility. وَإِنْ عَاشِقِ الْمِسْكِينِ مَنْ يَتَدَرَّعَ سَأُؤْمِنِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَىٰ كُلِّ شَابٍ مَفْتُونٍ بِفِتْنَةِ النِّسَاءِ Every man infatuated, yes, yes. وَإِلَىٰ كُلِّ مَفْتُونٍ أُؤْمِنِي إِلَيْكَ سُورَةُ يُوسُفَ لِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَيَنْصُرُكَ رَبَّ حَالَكَ وَأَنَّ نَصْرَهُ قَرِيبٌ. And to every man who is victim of oppression, take solace. Allah aided Yusuf. Allah's help is with the victim. وَإِلَىٰ كُلِّ مَسْئُولٍ أُمْدِي إِلَيْكَ سُورَةِ يُوسُفِ لِتَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْحَدُّ صَبَرْ تَحْلِيمٌ وَتَشْرِيمٌ. And to every man in the position of power and authority, let me sound a word of caution to you and say to you, the position in which Allah has put you is more than responsibility than a privilege. When you protect the Allah, the Muslim, and that you diligently execute the responsibility that is on your shoulders in the position in which you find yourself, as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did. For the 7 years that he was drowned while he was in the palace, he said, we would only eat one meal a day. 7 years being part of the king, the ruler, he said, we would only eat one meal a day. So our pain and hunger is the same as the subject on the ground. The orderly and the general, there would be no discrimination. Then, in Al-Bahr al-Muhit, it is mentioned, why has Allah referred to the tale of Yusuf alayhi salam as the best anecdote? The best thing. There's 1,000 stories. Why is this the best story? نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ. Why? لِأَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ ذُكِرَ فِيهَا كَانَ مَآبُهُ مِنَ السَّعَادَةِ. Everybody who teaches here has a look at him. And the Quran reminds us, don't be deceived by the phrases and the images of what happened to them. What happened then? He was rich, what happened then? He was famous, what happened then? So in the end, this is the thing of the Quran. فَنْظُمْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّوءَ أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ. For Quran,
see what happened in the end. Not the beginning, not the ending, in the end what happened. So there is a problem. If you say, leave the state, and I'm just going to leave the actual certain things, it will take away depression. And it's rich, it's brilliant, it's profound, it's amazing. The little boy has a dream. What is the dream? What is the dream? I see the sky, the stars and the sun and the moon prostrate into me. Under this ayah in the 11th verse of the Surah Yunus, وَمَنْ بُشْرَانِ حَيَاتِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ For that is bad tidings. Under this ayah, the ulama say that the biggest bad tidings for a believer in this world is a good dream. A good nasaliha. Bad tidings, bushra. What is the bushra of dream? A good dream. I was in Paris before Ramadan for a program, and then after I had a ladies program in the Arab community in Arabic, and as I was coming out, my brother helped me, he said, Sheikh, and he spoke to me in Arabic, he said, my daughter, 6 years old, she had a dream. Please, I want you to listen to the dream. I said, okay, that's fine. He said, Hashem is 14, and he said, tell the Sheikh your dream. He said, Allah, please, to our children, I'm dreaming all the other things, what they see, what they pray, what they dream, what they fantasize. So she says, I go up to you in the Allah. I said, my Allah in a dream. And my Allah gave me, أَعْطَانِ اللَّهُ مَوْزًا مُنَوَّهُ Allah gave me a banana, but this was very good, light and brilliant. And there were few of us, this was so amazing, and it was tasty, it was tantalizing, and it was adequate to satiate all of us. We were whole group, they were all waiting for this one group. Allah speaks about it, right? This is the Wada. وَطَيْلَ حَيْنَا مُّونَ وَلَعِينَ مَسْكُونَ وَطَعِينَ مِنْ كَثِيرًا Flowing water. Layer upon layer, the fruits of Jannah. لَا مَقَطُوعًا وَلَا مَمْنُوعًا Not restricted to a season, and not limited in number. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعًا Elevated beds. Or some say a reference to the damsels of paradise. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا مُنَّا إِنْشَاءَ We created those women. فَجَعَلْنَا مُنَّا أَبْتَرَارًا They are not indeed loved by anyone. عُرُبًا أَبْتَرَارًا Of equal age and loved by nature. لِأَصْحَابِ أَبْتَرَارًا أَبْتَرَارًا in Arabic is derived from the word beautiful. Tilbun is connected to the word Torah. Torah means sand. Meaning of equal age. Asiratul Tarz, modesty in their gaze. One tafsir of Asiratul Tarz is that the gaze will be down. The other tafsir is that it's so beautiful that they will keep the husband's gazes off. They will be so attractive that because of that the husband's gaze won't grow and will be fixed. What they say in English, don't trust a husband too far or actually too near. Don't trust a husband too far. He's going too far for business, it is dangerous. And a bachelor too close also is dangerous. They say your marriage is important when your wife says you're only interested in one thing and you love that one thing. Allah gave me this fruit. And we were ushered into Jannah. We were ushered into Jannah. Lahum al-bushra. For that is bad tidings. So anyway, Sayyidina Yusuf has to dream and he relates it to his father. His father is a Muslim in his dream. عَرَفَ أَبُوهُ مَنْ يَرْمُسَ مِنَانُ مَنْ يَرْمُسَ مِنَانُ ورفعة عظيمة في الدنيا والآخرة فأمره بكمالها. He said, listen my son, there is a great future for you in this dream. Now look at total resistant love, subhanAllah. But don't mention this dream to your brothers. Why? كَيْ لَا يَحْسُلُوهُ وَيَبْغُوا لَهُ الْبَرَائِ وَيَكِلُوهُ بِأَنْوَاعِ الْمَكْرِ وَالْبِيَرِ Because if you were to tell them this is what I said, and they are going to strategize, they're going to plot, they're going to hatch a plan, and they're going to create these negativities for you. وَفِيهَا دَلِيلُ اللَّهِ جَهُمْ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ يَعْقُوبِ بِتَأْوِيلِ الرُّؤْيَةِ وَلَمْ
يبالي بذلك لنفسه، لأن الرجل يود أن يكون ولده خيرا منه، والأخ لا يود ذلك لأخيه. Again, the main introduction of the scholars. When Sayyidina Yusuf told his father, Yaqub alayhi salam didn't say, don't tell me. He said, oh, JazakAllah for telling me. But don't tell your brothers. Why? Because it's the dream of a father that his son has excelled him.
But a brother doesn't necessarily share those same sentiments for his fellow siblings.
A father wishes that, oh, I wish my son excels me. That's my dream. You go ahead of me, good luck. That's my honor, that's my pride. But a brother doesn't share the same sentiments. But fate had it. Destiny had it.
In the Hatta, the Yastahul Hatta.
Arabic proverb.
In the Hatta, the Yastahul Hatta.
Precaution cannot avert destiny. You can make ihtiyat, but Allah has ordained, that is iman. But it's going to happen. اِفْعَلُوا أَوْ لَا تَفْعَلُوا. When the Sahaba asked, can we exercise precaution so that our spouses do not conceive? So the Prophet said, whether you exercise precaution or not, if Allah has decreed the birth of an issue or an offspring, that child would come into existence. That is our iman. So, the little boy Yusuf releases it and lets it out, and then the brothers hear it. And then the tale takes a different turn. But what is meant to happen has happened. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was told not to eat from the forbidden tree. He ate from the forbidden tree. When he ate from the forbidden tree, لَا تَطْرَبَانْ هَذِهِ الشَّكَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. When he ate from the forbidden tree, then Allah says, we took him out through the action of the devil, because the devil influenced him and he ate. Sayyidina Adam and Hawa عَلَيْنَا مِنَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ were taken out of Jannah. Then he made tawbah to Allah, and Allah accepted his tawbah. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. But Allah still told him, you've got to go. So when he ate, Allah said, now you have to leave paradise. He made tawbah, Allah accepted his tawbah, but Allah still told him, you will have to go in this world. حكيم الأمة writes in Bayan al-Quran, فَأَنَا حُكَمْتَ حَكِمَانَا دُوْثَا حُكَمْتَ حَكِمَانَا. The first was an instruction of authority of non-compliance, that because you did not abstain, you will have to exit. Now that you've repented, your repentance has been accepted, but it is our wisdom that you will have to still go. You will have to still go. So Allah has His wisdom, faith had it, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said it, and there the brothers intercepted, and here the tale takes a different turn in course. Now, we need to know that we are living in a world, my brother, and we have to take precautions.
إِسْتَعْمِنُوا عَلَىٰ رَبَعِكَ وَعِيدَكُمْ بِالْإِتْمَانِ.
فإن كل ذي نعمة معصوم. Do your matters secretly. Don't tell the world. Someone said, why? Because every wicked man is targeted with the jealous eye. Back in the days, we kept the diary. We kept the diary. And that was made private and personal and confidential. And if somebody wanted to pry or probe into my diary, that was very offensive to me. How dare you read my private info? Today we throw it out on social media, and if you don't read that, you're offended. Like, you don't even post a comment. You don't even make a remark. You don't even say anything. You're so non-active. You're so dormant. That day you had a diary, and it was private and personal, and if anybody throws into it, you're like, hey, you're violating me. And now you throw it out on social media, you're like, that's not dumb. Things have just changed. In the 25th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Allah gives everybody what He wants, people will be there on this earth. حكيم الأمة in Bayan al-Quran is written something related. He says that in Jannat everybody will get what he wants. Why they won't be Bagawat in Jannat? हमें तो सवाल की सुविधा नहीं जवाब रहा है इनविटेड क्वेश्चन मतलब पसंद अल्लाह और अगर अल्लाह फिलहाल रोजी अपने बंदों के लिए तो वो सरकशी करेंगे तो सवाल पैदा होता है जन्नत में भी तो हर एक को मिलेगा तो उसको चाहे लेकिन जन्नत में सरकशी क्यों नहीं होगी जन्नत में तो बात क्यों नहीं होगा क्या बसते रिज की वजह से कुछ वो परेशानी नहीं है वो तो इंसान की जिद्दत और फितरत में हसद होने की वजह से है The abundance of provision is not the cause of corruption, mayhem and anarchy in this world. The problem is in our anatomy we have jealousy. And that coupled with this within us, when these two meet, this is where it ignites the spark. In Jannah we will have animals deeper higher than us, and each man will be satisfied. You will obviously envy those that are above, and find a way to cause him harm or difficulty or try and spite him or be obnoxious or nasty or unpleasant.
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدًا وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ
The Ulama says something very amazing. When the fear of Allah went to Tabuk, there were five groups. One of the Sahaba that complied immediately. One of the group of Sahaba that initially were apprehensive, but then they complied.
الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَانَتْ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ
A group of ones that were uneasy, but then they went, second group. The third group were those Sahaba who were gentle and they didn't have the means that they couldn't participate.
ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم
I don't have a video of Allah, I don't have anything. And the video of Allah, I can't give them. And they turn their tears well up in their eyes. The fourth category was the one of today. Who came with a thousand excuses.
وجاب المعذبون من الأعراب ليؤذن لهم وبعد الذين كذبوا الله ورسوله
Take a step and they didn't even bother. And the fifth were genuine Sahaba. They were ten, not three. Not only people think they were three. They were ten. Ten of them did not participate despite being genuine Sahaba. And Hakimul Ummah is written in the Quran again that there's a subtle hint in the Quran that what led to their non-participation. That inadvertently, unintentionally, there was some degree of association with the munafiqeen. Sahaba were too pure and noble, but somewhat there was contact, and that negative energy of the munafiqeen had some influence on them. Why? Because when Allah wraps up the chapter about this year, Allah says, Allah has accepted your tawbah, but now stay with the pious. Stay with the truthful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Don't stay with those that are كَاذِبِينَ Stay with all of them in the كَذَبُ Don't stay with them. That's where you get those, whoever you associate with, those are the whispers you get. وَأَنَا شَبِي رَحْمَةِ وَعَثْمَانِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ رَيْزِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Stay with the truthful.
Because in the end, إِلَىٰ إِبْنَ أُمَيَّةَ and إِلَىٰ إِبْنَ رَبِيْ In Ka'b ibn Malik, it was their honesty that rescued them. So stay with the truthful.
So there were 10 Sahaba. 7 of them, when the Nabi of Allah came, they tied themselves to a pillar. And 3 of them, they said, midnight, we go. And it continued and continued. Now when the Prophet of Allah comes to Tabuk, he said, Ma'ad Ka'b ibn Malik. Where's Ka'b ibn Malik? I don't see him. Look at the istidlal of the ulama. So nobody said nothing to Ajab Ar-Rajal min Bani Salma wa Muqtawmu Bani Ka'ab. Nobody said, but a person from the very tribe of Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. But the Jew of Allah is Ka'ab alone. He's got other interests. Am I going off the door? I'm going off the door. But the Jew of Allah, he's got other interests. I'm paraphrasing. That's what the Rachel, obviously. Sahabi is a Sahabi, that is our life. We love the Sahaba. Allah, we love them. Wherever Allah admonishes the Sahaba in the Quran, immediately after that Allah lavishly praises them. You must look at the whole Quran. إِنَّ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ تَفْشَلَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا. Remember at that time, when two groups from amongst you wanted to shy away, but then Allah is their protector and Allah is their guide. So while Allah makes a gentle reproach, immediately Allah speaks about how great they were, that Allah was their protector and their guide. So what did the Prophet said, where is God? Someone said, حَفَسَهُ بُرْدَاهُ وَالنَّبْدُ فِي عِفَيْهِ. Allah, he is now pressing, very exclusive and very pressed about his dressing. So I guess he's got some other interest. Who said this? Nobody from within, but from within his own ranks, from his own time. But again, look at the beauty of Sahaba. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, "Bi sama qul." You know, we don't appreciate those words. We don't appreciate it. Respectfully, listen, we don't take that. Today, if somebody says something bad about someone, and he said, "I thought only I was thinking that. How do you only feel? I thought, can't you be telling me? I have this thought cooking in my mind, in my heart for a decade, but I didn't want to whisper it. But it's good someone else said it." No! Sahaba was just truthfully, big sama pull. Doesn't matter, we don't take that. Wallahi ma alimna alayhi illa khayra. Wallahi ma alimna alayhi. He's a good man. I don't know why he didn't come today. Something must have happened. But let's not speak negative about our brother. So anyway, the little boy Yusuf alayhi salam leaks out the secret. And there this idea starts cooking in the brothers. إِذْ قَالُوا لَيُوسُفُ وَأَخُوهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ أَبِيْنَا مِنَّا وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. مَا مَوْقِعُ اللَّهِ فِي قَوْلِهِمْ لَيُوسُفُ. The ulama say, what is the position of Allah in the ayah? مَا مَوْقِعُ اللَّهِ. اللَّهُنَا بِمَعْنَى الْقَسَمِ. وَاللَّهِ لَيُوسُفُ. By Allah, our dad loved Yusuf more than us. And then what did they say? إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Our father is in a manifest error. أي في خروج عن الصواب لإيثاره يوسف ولم يريد ضلال الدين إن لو أرادوه لكفروا. When they said that our father is astray in his analogy. Now listen to this. Why? But our father, he's giving preference to Yusuf over us. And this is the general thinking of every youth. In English, what they say? By the time you realize your father was correct, you have a son in your home who is really correct. By the time you say, my old man was right, then the Lord said, he didn't have power here. The Lord had to go over there. He was very good here. Like when you say, that must be right. By the time you realize, by the time reality dawns upon you, that the old man was not barking, he was not blurting, he was not hurting, he was making sensible utterances. You've got a son in your home who's challenging you, and yeah, you don't make sense. But that's the cycle of life. That's the cycle of life. They say, why do you only experience you once? Because society can't handle it again. Why do you go through it once only? Because society can't handle it again. It's too much. So what did they say? Oh, our dad is silly. Our dad is foolish. The ulama say, Al-hasadu sababun bi kathirin min al-balaya. Wal-hasadu sababun bi kufri wa al-tahri. Jealousy is the root of a thousand evils. Primarily, disbelief. Secondly, killing and murder on this earth is due to jealousy. I often say these are words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad 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 Muhammad. He says that there's no sin you can throw your eyes and underestimate the three in particular. One is jealousy, one is anger, and one is lust. These three things, if you don't contain and control, its outburst is catastrophic. It will paralyze a nation. Anger and rage, if you don't suppress it, wow, what would happen to a person? In Tabir al-Haqqi and Bab al-Barat, there's an incident that Sayyidina Musa met with Iblis. There's two kitabs, Al-Anbiya wa Malakul Mawt, beautiful kitab. An angel of death and the meeting of the prophets. And then there's a kitab I read, the devil and the Anbiya. The Anbiya's dialogue with the devil, and the Anbiya's dialogue with Malakul Mawt. To see what our ulama have written, what scholars have written. Daily when I study and I look at it in the end, I cry and say, Allah, they wrote it, we cannot even read it. Allah, they wrote it, we cannot even read it. What was their passion? How they gave their lives and how did their life become meaningful? Long story short, Musa alayhi salam met, Iblis said, I want to repent. Wow! Iblis repenting, chapter closed. In the Bab al-Arab, there's an incident, Tash the King. There was a person by the name of Tash the King. On my anxiety, Rahmatullah, I mentioned it. He used to give talks. So one day he said, today I got the best news. I got good news for you. Not he died and she died and they died, the angel of death died. So because of SubhanAllah, what's this? Is it to get this man, he is past the age of 90. You know, he's so old. But as we say, one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel. That's the expression they use. Ready to slip and slide. He's so old, but he's looking at investments in this world. His action is a stark reflection that there is no death. The way he's behaving tells you know, that there is no death. Once upon a time, one person's one action was a reflection that there's no death. Today, every person's every action is a reflection that there's no death. Today, every person's every action is a reflection that there's no death. Then, what comes to understanding? What was I mentioning? Musa alayhi salam. So, Musa alayhi salam first time I met with Shaitan and he said that I went to the Tawbah. So, Musa alayhi salam said, oh, Allah, Shaitan is repenting. Allah said, he will not repent. Musa alayhi salam said, oh Allah, he told me he repented. Allah said, he will be sent to me and Allah said, okay, no problem. If you didn't want to repent, this telling him his crime was he didn't make sense that dua, then go to the grave of Adam and make sense that I'll wipe it out. I often say in the hadith, and in the Quran I mentioned this quite extensively, that in the hadith, we hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the hadith of Qudsi, where Allah says, لَوْ بَلَغَتْ دُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ O my servant, if you sin so much that your sin reaches the sky, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي Then you seek forgiveness. غَفَرْتُ لَكْ I will forgive you. We know that hadith. But the words in the hadith that make me cry, by Allah they make me cry, and they give me such an amazing dimension to the clemency and the grace of Allah, وَلَا أُبَلِي وَلَا أُبَلِي وَلَا أُبَلِي Oh, I can cry and read this and cry and read this because I know man's nature. My servant, if you sin to the skies and then you repent, I will forgive you and I won't remind you and I won't rave about it and I won't make sarcastic remarks and I won't make insinuations and I won't remind you of what I'll do wrong. I'll forgive and that's it. The best of people today will forgive also. They'll give you saying, to tell someone I will forgive, but I cannot forget.
It's just another way of saying I won't forgive.
That's all. It's another way of it. This word, it makes me cry so much. Wada Ubali. You know, sometimes you ask a person for forgiveness. That was more crude, more brutal, more hard, more violent than not forgiving. That was like venom. Iblis min as-sujud li Adam illa hasadan minhu. What provoked and incited Qatil to kill his brother Harith?
Jealousy.
فإن بسدت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا ببسط يدي إليك لأقتلك.
He said, oh my brother, I'm going to kill you because I cannot have that woman. إن
كثيرا من الآية إذا أول من أخذ بهذه الآية من هذه الأمة
لعثمان.
Wow.
And I met this guy just tears.
Look at how the scholars think.
How the scholars think.
Somebody met the rebels who had killed Sayyidina Uthman. He said the first who practiced the Messiah in the Zuma was Uthman. When the rebels had surrounded his house, he didn't retaliate, he didn't respond. He asked them for what they declined. He said, this well I bought, they refused. His wife Nariya was with him. The traitors came and she tried to ward them off, and in that her fingers were severed. That night he sees an Amir of Allah in a dream. وَمَعَهُ دَلْوٌ مِنْ مَعَ And the Nisa's intelligence was a glass or a vessel. He said, Uthman, I brought to you a bucket from Jannah with the water of Jannah. And he said, drink to Uthman, and I drank. And the Nabi of Allah said, take your time, I'm in no hurry. And Uthman drank. And the Nabi of Allah appeared to me in a dream and he said, drink to Uthman. And I drank. And he said, oh, Uthman, in the morning the rebels will mobilize. And if you attack, victory will be yours. And if you persevere, Uthman, then we will have Uthman and Jannah together. Somebody passed by the rebels that killed Sayyidina Uthman. And he said to them, he said, Hal marartum bi ikhwanikum? Did you pass by the dwellings of Thamud, your brothers? So he said, why are you calling that nation our brothers? He said, قَتَلُوا لَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلْتُمْ خَلِيفَةَ اللَّهِ وَخَلِيفَتُهُ أَكْرَمْ مِنْ نَرْجَدِهِ They killed the camel of Allah, you killed the deputy of Allah. إِذِنْ بَعْتَ أَشْقَالَهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَفَتَ اللَّهِ وَسُطِيَانَهَا فَتَعَاقَ فَعَقَرْ كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرِ فقالوا أبشرا منا واحدا نتبعه إنا إذا لفي ضلال وسعر سعر يسكنين سعر من جهنم سعر من إنسانية أرضي الذكر عليه من بيننا only he was the revelation but هو كذاب أشر
سيعلمون غدا الله جوابه كلا
tomorrow you will know
What happens
tomorrow?
The tomorrow of Allah.
So anyway, what I'm saying, my brothers, jealousy is a serious malady. This is how it plagues you. There's a narration in the Hadith of the Sahaba who said to Muawiyah after the days, rahimahullah, saying, we were in the Jami Masjid of Basra and we were sitting. فإذا أنا بنفر من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتذكرون سنة أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما وما فتح الله عليهما من الإسلام. Hasan Basri says that it was an error, you know, of Sahaba and Tabi'in, and we're talking about the great days. فَإِذَا فِي مَنْ أَحْمَدْ إِبْنَ تَيْسَ تَمِيمِ Among them was Ahmed ibn Tayyib. And Ahmed ibn Tayyib said, one day said, Ma'ala sent us in an expedition to Iraq. Another gave us victory. فَأَصَبْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ بَيَامِ الْفَارِسِ وَخُرَاسَانِ We received the spoils of the war and we were very victorious. And among the things we got exclusive garments and we got some beautiful delicacies. So we came back and we were very elated and we were overwhelmed and we were brilliant. And Allah gave us victory, we got spoiled and we got full. So we clad ourselves in the new dress and we came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنَّا بِوَجْهِهِ وَجَعَلَ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَا Umar radiallahu anhu just turned away. Once upon a time, a slight aversion from a mentor was adequate to meet the disciple of Erastus. Ek zamana ho ra, ki wo shidhya ka nigaah pe rati, to dhe mohi peche, tar mohi peche, bacha peche. To walk in your son and you give him a close door, I don't know what's wrong with the woman now. I don't know what's up with him. And I speak with the cap of Allah on my head. May Allah guide my youth, may Allah guide. born in adolescence, and you know, we all got me with the same feminine. I gave a talk the other day, and I said, I speak as the father of three adolescent kids. There came one of my brothers and he said, Sheriff, you don't qualify to be the father of three adolescent kids. I'm like, why? He said, your hair is not white enough. I said, well, maybe your wife made your wife better. As I was flying up from Toronto, I seen a book on parenting, and it caught my eye, because we're all looking for, we're all looking for solutions. I looked at him reading, some profound psychology and wisdom and thoughts, you know, stimulation, how to engage the youth of today. It's just challenging, it's just grappling. So anyway, say now on this term. فشق ذلك على أصحاب رسول الله. Oh, how did you rest this? Imagine you went in the expedition, you participated, you achieved, you performed, you delivered, you came back rightfully with what was your share, and when you came back, you were given a hero welcome, you were given a reception, you were given a warm embrace, you were given your cold shoulder. فأتينا إبنه. So we went to Abdullah ibn Amr. فشكرنا إليه ما نزل من الجفاء من أمير المؤمنين. He said, you know what, we went to your dad, we came back, now to the blank, to the shoulder. Abdullah ibn Amr was Abdullah ibn Amr. He was, you know how he started here with me? My mind runs to an incident in the shade with you. He said, now Allah became the Khalifa, then he gave up the allowance. So he gave Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhu 5,000 and gave Abdullah ibn Amr 1,000. And allowance from the state. So Abdullah ibn Umar said to him, oh my dad, Islam prohibits you from nepotism. That is a political favor to a family member. Father asked you to give me more. The leaders of Islam advocate to you that you must discriminate against your own. What are you going to do today? You know what you mean on your own? You don't want to be back to that despair. Islam doesn't allow nepotism. It's forbidden. But you're discriminating. Then he said, Hassan and Hussein, yalla adani fi turufati al-Madina. They were kids, they were playing, and I was a believer, and I was in the forefront. I was right in front, and they were kids playing. So Umar radiallahu anhu cried, and he said, oh my son, I don't see you through their eyes. I appreciate what you say. I'm not giving them because of giving them, but the reason why I give them more than you is that their mother is such a great woman that if the entire world was filled with your mother, Mama Fayna Bikun Bihima. If the whole world had my wife, your mother, they cannot match who Fatima radiallahu anha was. So understand my thinking. I appreciate your concern. I don't mean to alert you, my son. I'm not discriminating. But it is their mother because of whom I give that recognition to. Allahu Akbar. These were our leaders. These were our rulers. On a night, I cry and cry. Allah knows. I just talk about him and I cry. And then we live in a world where people hurl negativity against these legends, stalwarts, and luminaries of Islam. What's left in our deen if you condemn Sayyidina Umar or the Sahaba? Who had a problem with Sayyidina Umar? The devil. You can decide where you are if you have a problem with him. Who had a problem? Who had a problem with Umar? Not a believer, the devil. ما سلك فجا ما سلكت فجا الا سلك فجا غير فجا هو يذكر سيدنا عمر بن جبر. So we went to Abdullah ibn Amr. This is how his tarbiyah was made. This is how he was nurtured. Learning is, they say, some of us boast of our ancestors as if we were responsible for their achievements. بعض لوگ اپنے اکابرین کی ایسے نقل اتارتے اور فخر کرتے ہیں گویا کہ ان کی وجہ سے وہ اکابرین اکابر ہیں. our journey and our ancestry, you know where my name goes up, you know who my late grandfather was. We speak as if we are responsible.
قل إبن من شئت واكتسب أدبا يغنيك محموده عن النسب.
قل إبن من شئت قل إبن من شئت إذا كان بيتا مرة قل جاني ترابا
رأيت العلم صاحبه كريم ولو رددت آثاره بآمين رأيت العلم رأيت العلم صاحبه كريم.
I see the possessor of knowledge is noble, honorable and venerable even if he is ascendant, even if he is genealogy, even if his ancestry is not a noble one. Because of knowledge he breaks through the negativity of the shackles of his ancestor. Nobody says who he comes from the village. He is a possessor of knowledge himself.
رأيت العلم صاحبه كريم ولو ولدته آباء كرم.
نسيت نور الرضا عند بعض الأحق بالإمامة نصر الفجر. If a person is an illegitimate child, then it is discouraged for him to be an imam. But if that person is noble and he is learned, then it is totally permissible and he is more deserving, because Islam does not discriminate against him. The norm is generally the illegitimate would be uneducated. Hence, it is unpleasant. But if that person, that child, it was the offense of his parents and not him. If he possesses knowledge, then it is permissible and practical. The knowledge is the most learned. That's the beauty of Islam.
So we came to Abdullah ibn Umar and we said that this is what happened. What did Abdullah ibn Umar say?
إن أمير المؤمنين رأى عليكم لباسا لم يرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يلبسه.
Basically, عمر رضي الله عنه seen you wearing something that the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم never wore. That's tactical. I remember that it was the logic, the thing that came. But you have to look for different lenses. But understand the context, but apply your mind. But you don't not hear it from him. You're asking me, I'm telling you.
One answer came to me, said, can I make dua? Allah will propose to this girl. Allah make her good, and if she's not good, make her good. I said, are you consulting or dictating? Are you consulting or dictating to Allah? Allah may even say, ta'lam, and I'm a khayyid. Allah, are you working hard? Tell me, how do you manage you? What are you doing? One answer came to me, said, I like the girl, she likes me, but her father is not happy. Can I make dua for a quick death for my future father-in-law? I met one in the Sheikh Ram in Melbourne, in Ramadan. He said, Sheikh, I'm a very unlucky man. I said, why? He said, I put one wife and two mother-in-law, two father-in-laws. And if I had two wives and two mother-in-law, I can still say one positive, one negative. I put one wife and two mother-in-law, two father-in-laws. Like, why? He said, both my in-laws married twice. My mother-in-law got married twice, my mother-in-law got married twice. So very funny, but oh man. Met another brother in the first day, I come to my car, I'm picked up, I tell my wife, I'm going to pull this up for kids. He says, you're dreaming. I thought it doesn't have to be a one door. Yeah?
So what does Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar say? He said to me that you are wearing something about the village. فَأَبَيْنَا مَنَازِلَنَا فَنَزَقْنَا مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهَا. This was compliance. Today we don't have that in us. To instantly do, to immediately do.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ.
Oh, man. Oh, you believe when Allah is the Nabi calls you, then comply and oblige in that in which Allah has kept life for you. Hayat. Allah has kept life. Lima yuhyikum. When Allah spoke of better in the 10 Jews, in Surah Al-Fal, and Allah said that He laid it out and Allah brought circumstances through which this happened, and if Allah didn't bring circumstances, you would have never engaged in better. وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ تَخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ. If you had to mutually fix a date, you would have disputed the date. وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. But Allah wanted something to prevail which He had decreed. لِيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. Now this is a bit academic, but I hope I can simplify it. Allah said, I gave clear victory to the Muslims, so that after Badr, whoever chooses to disbelieve does so with a clear proof. Allah made reference to kufr as liyanlik. Liyanlika man halak. The one who chooses to disbelieve, destroy himself. And Allah made reference to Islam, wa yahya man hayya an bayyina. وَيُؤْمِنْ مَنْ آمَنْ. And the one who brings iman, you can give them his life. Give them his life. اِسْتَجِيبُ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِ إِلَىٰ تَعَانْكُمْ إِمَا يُعْلِيكُمْ. That is true life. Really, my brother, there is a fake measuring room in your gaze, but there is an amazing bonding chatting with your mind, talking to your gaze. There is a pleasure in accumulating wealth, but there's an amazing excitement in spending wealth. There is a thrill in sleeping, but there's an amazing pleasure in disturbing your sleep and speaking to Allah, and so on and so forth. So Allah says, when you are told, I am shortly now, then respond. Why?
أعلم أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأن يبوء إليه تحشرون.
Remember, if you don't do it now, then Allah can create a barrier between you and the execution of that intention. Either Allah can cause your death, or you can live, but that desire won't remain.
وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ
وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ يَبُوءُ. So, you have a desire to do good, do it now. Don't delay it. Tomorrow you won't have that. You have dirt in your heart, crush it out now. Tomorrow might never come. I told you in English they say, the devil has no problems with our good intentions, as long as it's for tomorrow.
شیطان کو ہمارے نیک نیتوں میں کوئی اشکال نہیں. اگر کر کے لیے کوئی مسئلہ نہیں, جہاں آپ نے ابھی کا فیصلہ شیطان کرے گا.
The devil has no issues. As long as tomorrow. So they came home immediately, they took off their clothing, they put their regular clothing, and they came back to Umar.
فَقَامَ يُعَانِقُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْنَا حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَرَنَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ.
Look at Sahaba. When we change and we wore our regular clothing, we thought, oh, mashallah, he greeted us with such warmness as if nothing transpired before.
So what's the message? Don't hate the person. Despise the wrong.
That's what they say. Play the ball, not the player. Use football terminology. Play the ball, not the player. Address the issue, not the person. Address the issue. What's the issue? The issue was you were very close, I was not comfortable. I don't have an issue with you, I have an issue with what you were doing.
Perhaps opinion. In fact, I often say, Sahaba were more united in their difference of opinion than we could be united when we have consensus of opinion.
When Sahaba differed on a matter, their hearts were more united with their differences than our hearts could possibly be united when we have consensus. When we have ijma on the ruling, but our hearts are not united. And in the differences, and again, the unity of the ummah does not mean to bring the ummah on one opinion. That was never the definition, and that's not possible, and that's out of line. The definition of unity was never to bring the ummah on one opinion. I'm talking of the furu' and not the usul, obviously. Those things that are, you know, not the fundamentals. Why? Because throughout the time there were differences, but the hearts were united. The problem relates to the hearts of this united.
Then Sayyidina Umar asked us a report and we gave it everything. And then we presented him the delicacies that we brought from Iraq. May he say, and he said, oh, whatever you think of coming, think of me, of this is very basic. Then he said, okay, don't give it to me, give it to someone else. So they said, why? He said, لَيَمْ تُلَوْمِنِ إِذْنُ أَبَارُ وَالْأَبُ أَبَارُ عَلَى هَذَا الطَّعَامِ. I foresee a time to come where a son will slay his dad and a brother will kill his sibling because I want to have the better car, the better dress, and more exclusive food. I foresee that being ever to plague and paralyze the Ummah. I don't want to tarnish myself and soil myself, but that which is going to be your problem, I'll give it to someone else. So really, I just touched on one of the things of this great incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that we need to read the Quran, and in that Allah has kept the cure of our depression. I will just mention one ayah, and I will wrap up on this note, because time is against us, and much has been said. And again, I say to people, the aim is not to complain. The aim is not to complain. Mufti Shariza Rahmatullah Ali said, Quran ko khatam karna maqsood nahi hai. Quran ko apni zindagi ko khatam karna maqsood hai. To end to the Quran is not the aim. To end your life in the service of the Quran is the aim. Lord, professors ask me, Shaykh, I want to study, but 35 or 36, when will I complete? I said, that's the problem. The aim is not to complete. The aim is not to complete. I'm not pursuing a degree, I'm not pursuing a diploma, I want to be learning and understanding my deen and practicing. I'm not behind the name, I'm not behind the recognition. So just continue learning and learning and whatever you achieve. Right? So the aim is not to complete. Whatever we do, someone asked that night, the Hilal Rahmatullah, Zidna min Qawr Ibadi, Zidna. Tell us more. He said, "You put it on the other end of the shower, or for food to become a thief in the body. What you have to put in the other end of the shower, come on, your body, and have you an imposing, and set it out of the world." If you're a man who listens in heed, then adequate has been conveyed. And if you're a person who doesn't heed, then why should I release my arrow when it's not eating chocolate? If you're a person that practices in our life, how much have we heard? How much have we seen? So adequate has been said. But I wrap up on this amazing incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was in the day, and I'm just expediting and just drawing this point because now we're going to conclude. And the fellow inmates in the day had observed his piety and nobility, and they had to bring him and they had to leave him. So they said to him, "Not big enough, big enough, Inna nawaka min al-muhsini." Okay, please tell us the interpretation of our dream. You're a very kind man. So, he didn't know them from above, so, and they didn't know him. But a pious man, and he looked at him and said, "He's a good man. Not big enough, please tell us." Then he goes into the detail and he gives them the explanation. When he becomes the king and the ruler and the head of state, and the entire incident happens, and the debacle regarding his brother Binyamin, etc., and the brothers negotiate the release. So what do they say to him? They say, "Qalu ya ayyuha al-aziz inna lahu aban shaykhan kabeeran fakhudh rahatana makana inna naraka min al-muhsinin." الصالح الذي يبدو من المنازل. O king, you're a noble man, you're a great man. A pious person is one who reflects nobility whether he's an inmate in a jail or he's a monarch and a ruler on the throne. Not yesterday in his humble beginnings you could greet him, and when he assumes authority he's inaccessible. No! Inna Naraka min al-Muhsinin was sent to Yusuf in the jail, and Inna Naraka min al-Muhsinin was sent to Yusuf on the throne. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with the teachings of the Quran. Those who have had any pain and difficulty and depression, may Allah remove everybody's
said this one program, actually I'm on my way to Tobago, there's a conference there, and Salima had asked me to come through, so Alhamdulillah, if possible, and I reward you for attending, and I hope inshallah it is beneficial for all of us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Thank you.